Maggie Hassan remained silent as nearly 2 million migrants crossed border in FY 2022. By Wendell Hasibo on September 20, 2022. Embattled Senator Maggie Hassan, DNH, remained silent ahead of the midterm elections after nearly 2 million illegal migrants crossed the southern border this fiscal year. Hassan, who has tried to distance herself from President Joe Biden's open border policies, did not comment on Monday's revelation that August is the fifth month in a row in which migrant apprehensions exceeded 180,000 migrants. The senator has refused to condemn Biden's catch-and-release policy, which refers to the releasing of migrants throughout the nation while they await a court hearing rather than detaining them, as required by law. She also opposed ending the Remain in Mexico policy that dramatically reduced migrants from crossing the border during the Trump administration. The Democrat policies have led to almost 2 million migrant encounters by Border Patrol, a 20% increase since fiscal year 2021. Border Patrol apprehended a then-record-setting 1.6 million migrants in 2021. Many of those encountered at the border have been released into the interior and sent to Florida on more than 70 different planes. Illegal immigration increases rent prices, reduces American wages, burdens law enforcement, overwhelms the social welfare nets, undermines employees' workplace rights, and extracts human resources from poor home countries. General Don Bolduc, Hassan's midterm America First opponent, has been very strong on stopping the millions of migrants flowing into the United States. Through their borders are Kamala Harris. The Biden administration has declared the border secure. If only that were the case, General Bolduc campaign said in a press release. Senator Hassan's unwillingness to speak the truth or stand up to her own political party makes her complicit in this mess, and Americans everywhere are paying the price. If you're illegal, you go home to country of origin, General Bolduc said last week. Then you turn around, you try and do it the right way, then we'll let you back in. Hassan's position on illegal immigration is less definitive. On September 8, Hassan was thanked in a newspaper ad in New Hampshire for keeping the southern border open to invasion. The ad was paid for by Citizens for Sanity, a group that wants to return common sense to America. "Thank you, Senator Hassan, for keeping the border open," the ad read in massive print in the Union Leader. "Sex traffickers could never succeed without friends like you." Follow Wendell Hasibo on Twitter at Wendell Hasibo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.